sitting on the bottle of the barrier is the glass and not possible for bee, for the bee to touch the honey. So, paripad paripasana seva, only by the service of Guru and the Vaishnava we can hope to reach one day in such a divine domain. Domain, the process, we shall try our best to control our senses. That question is coming, what Jyoti Maharaj told. Dhira means jitendriya. We must try our best not to undergo the influence of our senses, gross and subtle. Next thing, we must hear the anusrinyat. Anusrinyat, our method of acquisition must be in a bona fide way. Bona fide way. From the authority as mentioned by Swami Maharaj. From the authority authorized agent, who can really give it? Tumi dite paro, tumaro sapati ache, Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara, Vidase Karuna Kari. Rajaya Sudhaya Ama Tumacha. Krishna se tumi dite paro, tumaro sapati ache. We must approach to a bona fide person who can really give. Whose giving is sanctioned, had God already sanctioned from the earth. Bona fide person. We must be, must some sort of minimum, minimum standard of qualification. But we must not indulge in sense pleasure. That is one thing expected from us. The more thing is that we must approach a bona fide person as a beggar to him to for this substance. And the third qualification is that we must have saddha. Saddhanitu anusruniyat dhira. 3 points must be satisfied in our search. Search. Then we can hope to have it, to get it. Vikri vijam vrjavadhu virijam cha Vishnu. Vishnu. Here. Not Krishnasya, why Vishnu? Vishnu Chakravarti perhaps has come to explain why Vishnu. Why Vishnu? Really, Vishnu has got nothing to do with the Vrajalila. He is Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Why this word Vishnu has been applied, selected to apply here? That we may not conceive the Krishna as human being. To get out our association with this ordinary humanity. The Krishna is a man, ordinary man. To avoid this sort of tendency. The Vishnu, you see, Vishnu has got his highest aspect in that way. In this way, the midway has been accepted here. But really speaking, this is not the lila of Vishnu, but it is Krishna. The Krishna conception of Godhead, not the ordinary Vishnu conception of Godhead. But you have to pass So the dignified position of Vishnu, and then again from there to take a leap towards Krishna. All these precautions has been, and warning has been given to us that we may not be misguided in the way of imitation is the Sahajiya section. To save us from the Sahajiya section, the imitation is that remaining in this plane we shall dream that I have got that. To guard us from that sort of catastrophe. It has been guarded in such a way. The very chief Muktanam of the Siddhanam, not one who is not a self-deceit, he will be too much awake on these facts. Not a self-deceit, traitor to his own. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare. Nidhāyī gaur hari vō, nidhāyī gaur hari vō, nidhāyī gaur hari vō, nidhāyī gaur hari vō. Again I shall chill and then inquire after this. Now it is intolerable. Gaur hari. That is our position. Gaudhari, vulnerable position. It proves our inability, incapacity at every step where we are. And only our avalamban, our source of support and consolation is our dependence on Gurudev, Vaishnava. Krishna Jan, Vishnu Jan, Kave Vishnu Jan. The nearest approach of Krishna, the nearest center where Krishna lives, where heart is in connection of Krishna, always dependent. Tatastha Jeev, the Shakti, the fate of the of negative existence is always dependent. Dependence is intrinsic characteristic. No time it can think that I can stand independently, then it is lost. However, higher approach, everywhere, the one common thing is I am dependent. I am dependent, I can't stand on my own legs. That is the very innate nature of the potency. Potency. Can't stand. Independent. Always dependent. But the idea of dependence can increase. That is dhanna, atmanivedam, the dhanna, that humility, that I have nothing. I possess nothing, so that cannot but induce us to surrender, to seek the support of some other thing. As much as I can, I would be able to think that I am in want, I am supportless, I have no footing to stand on. My hardness would be more sincere for search for any support. That much, that degree. As much as helpless I shall feel, so much of earnestness for the support cannot but automatically rise in my mind. The negative wealth, Atmanivedam, Dhanam Atmani, Guptitya Balam, and to hold fast that you are my savior. The irresistible result of Atmanivedan, that means to hold him first. You are my only support. I can live only by your grace, otherwise I am no power. Guptitya varam, avashya yukhive krishna vishyasa varam, at the same time, to first Saradhya. He must protect me. He will keep me. This internal trust to develop. He surely he will keep me. He won't dismiss me. Bhakti Tivaram. Avashya Rakhive. Krishna Vishyasa Balam. Bhakti Anugul. What is favorable to accept that in our adjustment, and what is unfavorable to reject that. That should be the general attitude. The general attitude would be like that. That is our way. I have got it, then finished. Now when I shall think that I have got it, you are finished. How? The progress in the negative side. Are you ready for that? You come to become a Vaishnava at the proposal of the Mayabadi Soham. I am seeing. The fascinating proposal on the other side. Where do you go? To that side. The slave mentality, the encourager. The creator and the encourager of slave mentality. Be of you. And that Soham, I am he. I am the absolute. They are called. Soham, dignified. And the Vaishnava are very much afraid of that. The don't you want? Where is the incident, such incident? Ramchandrapuri. The case of Ramchandrapuri. When Madhavendrapuri, the great devotee, the grand guru of Mahaprabhu, at the time of his departure in Mathura, he is weeping. In my last moment, where Krishna you are, we Dino Dhyatranatha, we are told that you are very pitiful to the helpless. Dino Dhyatranatha, he Mathuranatha. He was the master of this Mathura Mandal. Kadabulukkasi. I met any time when you will cast a glance on me. Is it too much, my Lord? Even at the time of my departure, I may not have your pitiful look on me, on this fallen soul. Oh, my dearest, my beloved Lord, my heart is aching too much. I can't stand for your little scare, for a drop of your pity. Ritukāsaṁ bhāmati hīngvaraṁ. I am helpless. I can't take me off from you. I can't, I failed, I can't live without a drop of nectar of your grace, my Lord. My last moment, I pray in this way. Then that Ramchandrapuri, one of his disciples, came. Why? Like a worldly man you are wielding, the shoko moho. What is this in Shastra? Have you not gone through? The Shastra has asked us, gave us instruction, advised us to be above, this shoka, the mourning, and this moho, this misconception that I am in the world, You are Brahma. You are above that. You think of your real self, that you are the biggest thing. Why do you undergo? Why do you indulge in this last moment to your come down such a lower level that you are an insignificant, you are helpless, you are the biggest of the big. You think like that, like a heroic way. Then Madhavendra would be dismissed. You go heavy. If I see your face and depart, then I will get a very dark future. Dark future. Be hence. Ramchandra Puri. And what about Ishwar Puri? The meanest of the mean, the mean servant, sannyasi. But he is serving his guru. Sahaste karen mal mutre madjam. The stools, the urine, cleansing all these things of guru, Ishwara Puri. And he got the post of the spiritual guide of Mahaprabhu. Who? Ishwara Puri? Who is serving so meanly, as Guru, that is, Kaviraj Goswami could not but mention, sahaste karen mal mutrero madjam, the stools and the urine cleansing, Ishwara Puri, and that was accepted as the proper spiritual guide of the Lord Mahaprabhu. So who are the gainer and who are the loser? To accept the way of self-abnegation, I have nothing, so my Lord, you come to fulfill my heart. I don't see anything else in the world that can cure my inner want, necessity. Nadiga the Sartava Tejis, Durafaya Vivi. Virajaya Mai Dandam Dhina Vandho Dayamba Gojiriya Novavatta Kaji Dandha Moasti. Whether you give or you not give, I can't go anywhere as a beggar. You may save or you can make or mar. You can save or kill, but no alternative for mine to be. To have any compensation from any other source but than you. Ananya bhakti. Ananya chintayam tu mang jiyana prijivasadi. Tisang nittavi yuktanang yuvakhi mangvaham maham. His promise is also, anyhow, visibly or invisibly, he cannot come to our rescue. Not always visibly he may not come. But invisibly also he helps through others also. Yuvakshi Mangvama. It has been proved in many cases on the surface also. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So always ours. The path always be of submission, humiliation, sincere search. And after all, the service, and the service of the Vaishnava, service of Guru, in other words, the service of Krishna conception, consciousness. Service of Krishna consciousness. But that is not a chaotic thing. That is God's son. A real real nature, Krishna concept, conception. Anya vilasita sunnam karma jnana dhanavatam anukulena krishnani mshilanam bhakti duttama krishna bhakti. The encasement, the outer garment, the cover should be eliminated and the essence should be taken in, should be accepted. Should be accepted. So we have to indirectly we have to have some consciousness. What is anyavilas, what is karma, what is jnana, what is yoga, what is faithulla. Some sort of knowledge, indirect knowledge of these things, what is not Krishna consciousness, what is anti-Krishna consciousness. Some knowledge about that. And the main knowledge to the substance and the strong knowledge of the cover. With this, and the solace is that nahi kalinam kritkashti durgati tato gacchadam. If we are sincere in our search, then none can seduce us. Our Chaitanya Guru, our inner guide. Inner guide in our simplicity, sincerity, that will help us always. We shall ask within that, oh my Lord, I am in the crossing, crossroad. Which way to say that? Whatever you say to the inner voice. That is response you must get. If you want your benefit, you go this side. This won't be opportunist. Sacrifice to your religious realization, that conscience, that inner voice, as much as possible for you to collect. Beyond that, no help. I can't go, but he can come. He can come to my position to guide me, but I can't go beyond my limit. So my prayer is my everything. Gaur Hari Bol, always, in every case we shall sincerely pray for the inner voice to guard us properly, especially in time of crisis. No other way left for us. We are not omniscient. We are not absolute, not all powerful. So what more we can expect? But we must be sincere to our own. That is our ultimate benefit, welfare. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. 9:30.
Yes.
Any question?
Yes. What is, how can we recognize the difference between the inner voice, as you say, and so many other voices that are actually proposing that we enjoy Maya, that we go this and there? So many voices internally.
As much as I have come to understand, so much responsibility with me. What I do not know, I may not have any responsibility there. But it will be according to my own knowledge and experience. Krishna says that if one prays to me and due to his ignorance prays for something what is not beneficial to him, Krishna says, Amai bhaje maage vishay shuk amrita chari vish maage sei varo murkha ami vigno sei murkhe vishay kane diva sacharana nacariya vishay bhulai. So ignorance is no bar to the realization of Krishna. He is too clever. But our inner hankering, the quality of our inner hankering, that is all in all. If an ignorant man may be digested properly, and the scholarly man may not have any real direction or revelation. That is sincerity, that comes, that quality of sincerity that is dependent on the sukriti, the quality of the sukriti that I have acquired from the previous Vaishnavas in my previous births or action, sukriti. The quality of the sukriti, that will guide us. Generally we are saying, sukriti. Three kinds of dealings we find in the case of the liberation or our achievement about Krishna. General case is, jijathāman prabodhyante stāṁs pasaiva bhajāmaha. Whoever approaches me in what spirit, my reaction for him is according. If he approaches me with spardha, in a challenging mood, I also approach him in a challenging mood with the demons. In a very simple way, I also deal with simple way. In this way, jijathāmāṁ prabodhyante. How anyone, because he free, I am free, and the free man's approach, according to his approach, I deal with them, that is the general case. But there are two side issues. Sometimes one formally asks my devotion, but I give them mukti and disposal. Because I can see the innermost quarter. There's something else. But anyhow, ostentatiously he is praying devotion, my favor. But I can detect and I give him salvation and dismissal. And that is also another side, another issue. He is very sincere at heart, don't know. He has got no so regulated way of prayer. Does not know how formally to put the petition to me. In that case, I overlook his superficial faults and correct it and say, oh, you want, you have prayed this thing, but I think you want this thing, is it not? Then he says, yes. You correct it and you pray for this and I am granting that. These three corresponding conduct we find about him in the scripture and we have to adjust with that in such a way. Three types of dealings. One general and two particular. One for deception, and another an amendment of the ignorance. It is there, and according to you, we have to adjust, we have to make us careful about the sincerity. Mukho vadati viṣṇāya, dhīro vadati viṣṇave. There is another saying, Murkhu Bhadati Vishnaya, an uneducated, Sanskrit uneducated man. He says, Vishnaya Namo, just as Devaya Namo. But the correct form, grammatically, it is Vishnave Have, not Vishnaya. The word is not Vishnu, but Vishnu. So the Chaturthi will be Vishnave, but the uneducated priest. He does not know so much. He says, Vishnaya Namo. And Dhiro Vadati, a scholar, he will correctly pronounce the Vishnavi Dajjat. But Veto Sarvam Parityajya Bhavagrahi Janardana. But the Janardana, he accepts the thing according to the to his heart's nature, not the word. In Bhagavatam also it says, in the 10 outlines, points Narad giving to Vasudeva, the very 10 points. Tadvaga Vishad Guru Janadaga Viplavu Jasmin Pati Slokam Abadhavattavi Naman Namantakshaja Sankitavan Jananti Gayanti Jananti Sankitavan. The grammatical mistakes and the other such ornamental mistakes is overlooked by the Lord. He reads the heart, the language of heart is all in all. Tadvaga Vishad Guru Janadaga. The sin will be removed by Vastavi, by those words which is grammatically full of mistakes, but surcharged with the real spirit of devotion. On the other hand, this opposite slok, Nodad Vatas Chitrapadam Harir Jasa Jagat Pavitram Parvinita Kir Karichit Tad Bayasam Tirtha Musanti Manasa Nojatra Hamsa Niramanta Sikhaya. The style, the language, everything is very beautifully coached. But if you dive deep, you will find no mention about the glory of the Lord. He's putting rather him in the middle. But ornamental language, dignified style, all these things, okay. But they are lifeless. So, Narad asked Vasudeva, whatever it will be, the substance must be Krishna. You must be very careful to that. Then it is all right. The outward, that is nothing. That is misguiding. The heart, not the brain but the heart. Heart is accepted. What the gopis case, are they very scholars? Great scholars they are. They reject Gyana Shunya Bhakti, Mahaprabhu accepts. Just as ignorance is also an enemy. So, I know that is also an enemy. In the case, what is unintelligible? What is within, which is not within your scope of understanding? While you cannot be the subject and make it object of your subjective calculation. So, in that case, your knowing has no meaning. That I know, that has got no meaning. Because it is already supersedes, it is a very existence is superseding your subjective area of knowledge. So knowledge has got no meaning there. But your Shraddha can go. Just as X-ray, the light ray of X-ray can pierce through the wall, through the barrier, so Shraddha, the faith, can go through the walls. Variegated nature, however hard it may, the faith can pierce through, but knowledge can. Light has got its limit, just as touch has got its limit, which is not within the jurisdiction. I can't touch, I cannot get that experience, but my eye has got more range, but eye has got also a limit where my intelligence can go. And intelligence also cannot go, but faith can go. It is not non-scientific. The jurisdiction of faith may take us to that plane, but our intelligence fails, our knowledge, experience fails to give any photo, any conception of that world. cannot catch beyond his jurisdiction. Ether can connect with moon, but not air. The moon, the Shukra, the sun, with something they are very fine. In fine plane they can connect, but not with gross plane they can connect. The feet is the only reliable. The heart's expansion is possibility, prospect. Heart's prospect is the highest. The jurisdiction is range, heart. But not our reason. Not reason. Reason fails to reach, to calculate. No, reason will say, oh, this is impossible. But heart can accommodate. The heart, the most accommodating. The feet, most accommodating. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, is faith a constant thing? Or sometimes our faith is weak and sometimes our faith is strong.
It may be. The covers are there. Sometimes, just as in a tank, so many, so many plants floating on the water. What is that?
That is?
A plant floating on the water. Sometimes it is moved, the water is thin, sometimes closed. In this way, Shraddha is closed by ignorance, Anya Vilas, Karma Gyan. It may cover, we are detached. It is within, everywhere that is. That the faith is everywhere. In Sarup, in innate nature, the faith. But it is in indoor. Ambrosia, what is this? In the womb?
Embryo.
It's covered by the placenta.
In the womb, when the child is in the womb of the mother.
Embryo
or something. There is heart is there, faith is there. But it, by a favorable environment, it grows gradually. It will grow by favorable environment. Unfavorable, it is lost to the minutest degree, suppressed. Gaud hari. Nidai Gaud Hari Go, 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 Nidai Gaud Hari Go. What is that? Kishani? Viraha Prakash? What is he?
Yes.
You ask him. Anyone have then has lost some dollar?
I have already asked.
Yes. But they are ignorant of the fact.
Yes.
Our Bahadur, the gatekeeper, he got $40. Mm. 120, another 210.
We heard it, but nobody...
But he used to it to Krishna's son. Prabhu. But... Perhaps they lived here in this room anyway, not be slipped from their pocket or something.
They'll check. They will check and see. Yes. They will check and see.
Ask them to check. Whether it is the limit is 40 or more or something. Yes. Mm. That is my interest. It is really maybe, and he has given it to us, maybe reliable. Hmm? 40, maybe 40. But can't say. There may be more also. Hmm. So they have to check. Gold Hari Bol, 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 Gold Hari Bol. When Praman Swami is being accepted, he is expected, Praman Swami.
1 week he's coming. After 1 week.
After 1 week. Yeah. Attracted me most. However, I felt the attraction I collected then. Gold, very gold, gold, very gold, gold. The common interest, the common chord, the common chord, internal chord, will be touched, will be touched, will be helpful for us greatly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Someone told, someone told that it will supply the very basis and the foundation of Swami Maharaj's activity and strengthen it. Mm. It is of such nature that it will supply the foundation of his propaganda and also make it sweeten it. Hmm? It is a more intellectual characteristic and it will contribute some sweetness to that structure. And also deep foundation in the heart. So it will help the movement in a great and happy way. That is the opinion of someone. So it will have some universal need and nature. Let it be by the grace of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And one says that Premadhama Stotra is very condensed. It must be analyzed, expanded. The teachings, the Leela, and both the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev, in a very condensed and dignified form. In a dignified and condensed way. The Shiksha has been represented in this Premadhama Stotra. Commentary is necessary for that. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. When Madhvacharya had a bull, and Madhvacharya was asked by one of his disciples named Akshubha. Akshubha. As Madhvacharya, after your departure, who will prepare the commentary of all your works? Then Madhvacharya pointed out to the bull. He will expand my teachings to the body. He heard it, but could not digest. Anyhow, he says that he was the fourth in order of Madhva school acharya. First Padmanabha, then Narahari, Madhava, Akshubha.